Hi, Dr. Michael Warren here, and welcome back to Module 4B of the Jumpstart Your Practice online program brought to you by the Partners for Healthy Pets. Today, we're really going to have some fun. We're going to pull back the curtain on the Facebook algorithm and look at some specific techniques to make it work for your practice. So let's go ahead and get started. So how do people use Facebook? Well, the key to this social media platform is what's known as the feed. You can see it here, and this is where a constant stream of information is posted by other Facebook users. The feed is where any Facebook user goes first to check up on the people or businesses they are following. Now, with 900 million users, and each having a following of around 200 friends, as you can imagine, it would be overwhelming to be bombarded by all the things that your 200 friends are doing. Given this, Facebook has created an algorithm to prioritize what you see in your feed. This means you would not see all of the posts from all of your friends, but would instead only see those that are most relevant to you. So the challenge as a business is, how do we make our posts relevant to our followers so it shows in their feed? And how do we ensure we work the Facebook algorithm to our advantage? Well, let's take a closer look at the formula. The Facebook algorithm that prioritizes feeds is what's called EdgeRank. And this is a function of a number of variables, but don't worry, we're not going to get into astrophysics, and we'll break it down to its simplest form. So the U stands for affinity. So this means if people are interacting with your page, then your posts will show up at a greater rate in their feed. This formula is all about interaction. For example, if someone goes to your page and clicks like, that signifies a point of interaction, and your posts will start to show up in their feed. If, however, over time, there's a lack of interaction between your business page and that user, your posts will begin to fade from their feed and decrease in visibility. So to boost this variable, we have to make sure we're interacting with our clients. And in a moment, we'll look at specific ways of doing that. The W, on the other hand, stands for weight, and this corresponds to how people interact with your page. So where affinity stands for if people are interacting with your page, weight stands for how, or the quality of their interactions. For example, if someone comments on one of your posts, that indicates a greater degree of effort versus just clicking the like button. So we want people to comment, share, and like your posts in that order to trigger the maximum amount of weight and therefore the greatest amount of visibility on their feed. And finally, we have D, which stands for time, or more specifically, time decay. In other words, Facebook wants to keep content fresh and therefore organizes posts on a user's feed by recency. So over time, the visibility of your post will decrease as it's replaced by newer posts. It's really a very intuitive concept. In order to take advantage of this variable, we want to post at a time that has the greatest chance of being seen by your audience. And research suggests that there are three key times that have the greatest activity on Facebook. First is 7 a.m. before people go to work. Next is 5 p.m. just before leaving work, people jump on Facebook. And finally, there's 11 p.m. where people go online just before going to bed. So this begs the question, do you have to be at the practice at 7 a.m., 5 p.m., and 11 p.m. just to post on Facebook? I don't think so. This platform has a scheduler that allows you to post at specific times in the future, so you can preload your content and have it released at these specific times. My advice is to work with the editorial calendar in the toolbox to facilitate this. A great way to do this is through creating pet-related games and questions. For example, you could ask your followers, what type of dog is this, and then post an image of a mixed breed. By urging them to comment below with their answers, you are prompting further interaction, which will increase your affinity and increase your weight, ultimately increasing your practice's visibility. Let's look at a real-life example of this in action. At the time this practice posted this image in question, they had 36 followers. And just look how many comments this generated, over 7. Just think of what will happen when you have hundreds of fans. So to reiterate, the name of the game is engagement, and you need to find ways to pull people into your page and prompt interaction. It's important to be creative, and here are some examples to help get you going. A great one to use is Fill in the Blank to Win, based on the popular game Hangman. Choose a theme and urge your followers to guess what the spaces represent by commenting below. As the game of the week, each day you can go on and fill in one of the letters yourself. This will spur fun interaction, and you can also have a prize for the winner at the end. So to help you conceptualize how this will work, let's jump over to Facebook and see it in action. Here you can see the name of the game has been posted along with the theme. People are invited to guess by commenting below, and each day the editor goes in and fills in one of the blanks. What you will find is that you'll be getting guesses all over the place, and it will really generate fun feedback. On to the next one, which is an example of a hot button that really gets people talking. Naturally, of course, people tend to be dog or cat lovers. And if you give them the opportunity to elect one or the other as president, you're sure going to get an earful. Remind your followers to comment with their vote, and you'll be sure to get some interesting input, all furthering your affinity and your weight. The next few are based on the if-then premise. And because people imbue such personality into their pets, they are sure to have plenty to say. So we have, if your pet could order any meal, what would it be and who would it be with? Comment below with the meal and tag the friend. Tagging is a way to alert one of your friends that something is being said about them. And in this context, your followers will be bringing all of their friends to your Facebook page, increasing its virality. Therefore, a great strategy is to always add a with who at the end of your games and questions. The last example is to use an ink blot and encourage your followers to write what kind of an animal or pet they see within the posting. And remember, the key is for your Facebook page to be the canvas for your client's creativity. Because the more interaction you can produce, the greater your practice's influence, and the more fun it is for all of your followers. So create those games or contests, publish them on your page, and watch your Facebook page begin to grow. I look forward to seeing you in the next module.